See you, Dave.
Okay. Good afternoon. Anybody have a chair? There's more chairs in the back, Smetherford. Okay. On behalf of Lee County Economic Development, it's our pleasure to invite you here today, and it's our great pleasure to invite our special guest, our friends and partners in economic development, Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, who have done so much to help us on the most recent project, as well as so many other projects in economic development. In addition to all their good work and help in this on the Iowa Fertilizer Project, we also want to thank them as they brought the largest capital investment project in Iowa history to Lee County. We want to thank their key departments for their tireless efforts to also help us. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, the Iowa Department of Agriculture, and the Iowa Finance Authority. It is though Lee County was on their speed dial, as they have been so responsive to us, and has really made, with their fast response, it has really made a difference and a huge impact on this project. While some critics may scoff at this project that's only producing 165 production jobs, we would like them to know that over the next 40 years, these 165 production jobs at $54,000 per job with escalation will generate a new cumulative payroll to Lee County of over $600 million. Thank you. When one talks about a return on investment to Iowa for the state's $1.65 million investment through the High Quality Jobs Act, the critics should note that this return to Iowa for the state's investment would be over 363 times that amount. We would also like the critics to know that the projected payroll of 2,500 construction jobs to build this plant over the next 3 years will generate over $375 million in new payroll. Not just Lee County thanks you, Governor and Lieutenant Governor, but all the farmers of Iowa thank you for the new net annual savings of $740 million in annual fertilizer cost because of this new plant. Over the next 40 years, we know this to be a cumulative savings to Iowa to be over $30 billion in impact, be available as discretionary income to our farmers. That means a lot of tractors. That means a lot of new people hired to create those tractors. There are just so many benefits that will arise because of this plant, and today we are sharing our thoughts and ideas with the Governor and Lieutenant Governor as how we can all work together to further expand the positive impact on Lee County and our region from all the potential that can come from this event. Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, we want you to know that with Lee County's current unemployment rate of 9.1%, this project comes at a very critical time for our region. And also, I think that we actually – but now I'd like to introduce Ryan Drew with Southeast Iowa Building and Construction Trades Council, who represents part of our skilled workforce. Ryan has been a valuable member of our team working on this project, and I would like Ryan to share a few of his thoughts on this project. Ryan?
Good afternoon, and thank you, and welcome everybody to today's town hall meeting. This is a great day for the skilled workers here in Lee County and this great project. My name is Ryan Drew, as Steve mentioned, president of the Southeast Iowa Building Trades. We represent five counties here in Southeast Iowa, and also a business representative with operating engineers. We are here today to talk about creating jobs in Southeast Iowa, and more importantly, to discuss the opportunities that the construction of the Iowa Fertilizer Plant will bring to Lee County and Southeast Iowa. My organization represents the professional tradesmen and women who will help build and reap the benefits from this great project, a project that will create approximately 2,500 construction jobs. This project may be located in what we sometimes consider our small little corner of the world, but I assure you this project has garnered the support and interest of many people across the country. The local building trades and our national leaders have committed to doing everything possible to provide as much local labor for this project as we can. We have committed to using our assets and training facilities to recruit and train as many people from the local community and provide them the skills they need to work on this great project. As I stand here today, I can tell you that the local trades have already been advertising, looking for, and interviewing new candidates from the local communities to better prepare for the Iowa Fertilizer Project. As we work with Orascom and Whites to get a better understanding of the schedule and manpower demands, we'll be working to find ways to further get out into the community and find those interested candidates. We're also working with the different trades to make sure the training is accessible and exploring the idea of having mobile training centers to further ensure that every local worker gets an opportunity. Another great asset and program the building trades will be using on the Iowa Fertilizer Project is the Helmets to Hard Hat program. We have partnered with the Armed Services to recognize the service and skills our returning veterans have and are working to place them in a career that will utilize those valuable skills. Not too long ago, the Hawkeye did a good story on some veterans that were brought into the skilled trades through the Helmets to Hard Hat program and were working around the area. I met with a reporter up at the Iowa State Penitentiary, and the more we walked around, the more tradesmen we found, just because of the natural fit of the skills that they've learned and the disciplines and how that fits into the skilled workforce. Imagine the impact, and you know, I referenced the state penitentiary, the Iowa State Penitentiary. Imagine the impact we can have with a project the size of the Iowa Fertilizer Plant. The Iowa Fertilizer Project is the first of several new plants, fertilizer plants across the Midwest, which will allow Lee County's workers and businesses to take advantage of opportunities this developing industry will create. Regardless of whether our local construction workers wish to take their skills and continue to work in the construction industry after this project is done, or go into maintenance at one of our local factories, the skills and knowledge that local workers can receive through our training programs and by working on this project are skills the employee will carry and benefit from the rest of their career. We as Building Trades Council all too often see missed opportunities when businesses expand or move to the area and don't look at the value of using local skilled workers to do the work. That's why I would like to personally thank Orascom team for making that commitment to use Iowa and use local for when we look at local skilled labor and local businesses whenever possible. I'd also like to thank everyone from the governor's office down to the Lee County supervisors, everyone that was involved, and continue to ask for their support when we look at local workers, local businesses on these great projects. Everyone here knows how important this work will be to our community, and today we would like to encourage others to speak out in support of it. Next, I'd like to turn it back to Steve Bissonnis. Hopefully I didn't massacre that too bad. Speak a little more about the project. Thank you.
That was close. Thank you, Ryan. Our next speaker has served the state of Iowa well, beginning as a county treasurer and then continuing her work with the Iowa State Senate and now represents our great state as lieutenant governor. On behalf of Lee County Economic Development Group, I'd like to invite Lieutenant Governor Reynolds.
Well, good afternoon, and it's an honor to be here today as we're excited to be a part of the conversation of bringing jobs to Lee County. I want to thank you, Ryan, for your comments and for your role in the success of this project, as well as your dedication with Orascom to provide local labor. And to Steve, thank you also for that introduction. Steve's work on this project, as well as a host of others, has really been crucial to its success. It's an exciting time to be in Lee County. The business climate in Iowa and in Lee County have never been better. And let me tell you, Lee County is an important part of Iowa's success. With groups like the Iowa Fertilizer Company locating in Iowa, Lee County will continue to see job growth, and we know how important that is to this area. Iowa is a great fit for the fertilizer company. With our state being a leader in corn production, this plant location provides proximity to hundreds of local businesses and farms, providing $740 million annual savings to input costs to farmers. The decision to build this plant in Lee County will create permanent jobs, construction jobs, and help local business, local and the local and state economy. This is the type of investment that will be successful in driving true economic growth. We applaud the Iowa Economic Development Authority, the Lee County Supervisors, the Lee County Economic Group, and local business leaders on their efforts to make this deal happen. Without the incentives and the effort it took to close this deal with the Iowa Fertilizer Company, these jobs could have easily gone anywhere. If the plant had gone to one of those other locations like Illinois, Iowa would not have seen the benefit that we're going to see. The tax revenue, permanent jobs, and construction work would have all happened somewhere else. other areas in Iowa could benefit from the same type of growth and cooperation and effort that it took to make this happen. We must continue to stand firm with this project. If we do not, other areas of the state could also miss out on opportunities just like this one. We want Lee County to prosper, and we want all Iowans to prosper. We need projects like this, and you have our word. We will always fight for jobs in Iowa. You deserve leaders who stand up for you in Des Moines, and now it is my opportunity to bring to the podium an individual that I know is standing strong and is a cheerleader for economic development in the state of Iowa, and that is our governor, Governor Terry Branstad.
Thank you very much. Well, it's great to see a whole room full here, and I want to begin by thanking the Lieutenant Governor. I've met my match in terms of energy, enthusiasm, and passion to serve the people of Iowa. Kim's doing a great job, and she's a great partner. I also want to personally thank the Lee County Economic Development Group for the invitation to be here today, for organizing the roundtable discussion. I also want to acknowledge Mayor Tom Marion from Keokuk and Brad Randolph from Fort Madison, and also I think there are members of the Board of Supervisors here and others representing the community college, obviously the hospital, which has hosted us here, and many other people involved in economic development in Lee County, including people from in addition to the hospital, I think we had people from Siemens and from the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission. And Ryan, I want to thank you for your comments and the support of the Building and Trades Council. And we're excited that Orascom and the Iowa Fertilizer Plant is going to use local labor, and this is going to be a wonderful benefit to the community. We also recognize that when you have over 2,500 construction jobs, there'll probably be some people moving in here from outside, and that's okay too. We would warmly welcome them. I'm very pleased to see the positive changes that are already taking place here in Southeast Iowa as a result of this project $1.4 billion investment in the fertilizer plant, and I'm told it may end up even being a little more than that the way things are going, and that's music to our ears. We have the distinct pleasure to work with the Lee County Board of Supervisors and with Orascom Construction in putting this together. You know, an economic development is important, but it's not very often that a project of this magnitude comes along. This was a record breaker for the state of Iowa, and it's not like a film that's made and 6 months later everybody's gone that made it. This is an investment that's going to be here for 50 years or more, where we're going to see permanent jobs, and farmers are going to benefit from the lower cost for nitrogen to grow corn, and we happen to be the leading corn-producing state in America. I commend your continued work on economic development to help revitalize this county, and it happens to be that Lee County, at 9.1% unemployment, has the highest unemployment in the state. So it's critically important that we work extra hard here in Lee County. As many have noted, this plant will bring a great number of high-quality, good-paying jobs to this corner of the state. Over 2,500 construction jobs, 165 permanent jobs that are going to pay very well, but also suppliers and other businesses that are going to benefit, and many other jobs will be created. The entire state is anticipating economic benefits from this fertilizer plant. Most certainly, we are going to see significant changes that are going to help not only Southeast Iowa, but really the whole state. Revenue to the state is going to go up significantly, as well as to here in Lee County. It's hard to imagine that you would have people that would criticize this incredible opportunity. But the usual naysayers have had their share of say already. Unfortunately, some politicians in Des Moines are trying to trash this project, hoping that you in Lee County won't notice what they're doing in Des Moines. They think it's all about politics. We know it's all about jobs. Well, I have a message for them. I'm here to make it clear that the chief executive of this state is on your side, and we will fight for these jobs. And I want to make it clear that when we make a promise to Lee County, or any county in Iowa for that matter, it's a promise that we're going to keep, no matter what they might say in Des Moines in any committee meeting. What I find disappointing is that instead of standing up for these jobs, the state senator for this area is being critical of this opportunity. The Keokuk Daily Gate recently reported that Senator Rich Taylor joined the list of critics. For Senator Taylor to join the critics opposing the construction of this plant rather than supporting new jobs in Lee County is politics of the worst kind. He needs to quit following Senator Bolcom and instead needs to start listening to his constituents in this county that need these jobs desperately. The truth is, not only is this project a great investment in quality jobs and our economy, but it's also benefiting Iowans in an extraordinary number of ways. You've already heard Iowa farmers expect to see $740 million annual savings once this plant is up and in operation for nitrogen fertilizer. That is a huge savings to Iowa farmers. Also, the Buy Iowa pledge that the company has made will be a great benefit for many businesses here in Lee County and all of southeast Iowa. And, of course, the construction jobs that will be available, the opportunities are going to be significant. There's going to be some challenges to get additional housing to meet all the people that we're going to need for construction. I don't know if you followed what's going on in North Dakota, but since they've discovered oil, nobody used to like to live in western North Dakota. Now everybody wants to be there. So I don't know. Lee County is going to be our North Dakota. Except the weather's a lot better here than it is in North Dakota. In fact, we landed here, the sun's shining, and you don't have near the snow we've got. And I said, this is the banana belt of Iowa. It's always fun to come here. This is a win-win situation for everybody involved. It's a win for Lee County. It's a win for the construction workers. It's a win for the farmers. It's a win for the state of Iowa. I want to make it clear. We will not back down in fighting for good jobs in Lee County or anywhere else in Iowa. We will not give up on this area that has the highest unemployment in the state. And Debbie Durham, who is our, she may not be very tall, but she is very tenacious. She's our director of economic development. And she comes from Sioux City, and the Lieutenant Governor knows her very well, and she's just a dynamite tiger working for economic development every day. And the way she was treated by Senator Bolcom and his colleagues in that Senate Ways and Means Committee, they treated her, they tried to bully her. I can tell you, you can't bully Debbie Durham. You can't bully the Lieutenant Governor, and you can't bully me, because we're doing what's right and what's good for Lee County and for Iowa, and it's time to quit this politics. Iowans deserve better. We are all Iowans. We're in this battle together. We're going to be working every day to bring more and more good jobs to all parts of the Iowa. And we all know Iowa is a great place to live, work in, and to do business. And we want to make it sure that everybody knows the great place that we know this is. So join me. Contact your legislators. Send them a message. Cut out the partisan politics. Work together with Debbie Durham, the Lieutenant Governor, and I, and let's build a strong, growing, dynamic economy in Lee County and in all of Iowa. That will give us the bright future that we all want. Thank you very much. I'd be glad to take some questions. We don't have a lot of time, but we got a few minutes to take some questions. Are there any questions? We just had a wonderful roundtable, and there's a lot of knowledgeable people here in this area. And I what we need is your help to let the rest of the state of Iowa know, and the world for that matter, what an exciting, huge opportunity this is. And it doesn't come along that often. And we're so excited and proud that the decision was made to place that Iowa fertilizer plant here in Lee County. Any questions? Wow. I've never seen this audience so quiet. But anyway, I'm really proud to be here. It's exciting to be able to be involved in a project of this magnitude, and I think we'll look back on this years from now and say, thank God we all worked together to make sure it had happened, and it happened here in Lee County. Thank you very much. Oh, right here. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Could you fill us in on what the status is of the DNR's kind of holding the project right now?
Actually, we were informed today that the air permit from DNR was submitted in May and approved in October. So we were told this was quicker than any other state has done it, right? So I think it's a great tribute to our DNR. I mean, you may know that Chuck Gipp, who's the director of the DNR, actually came for one of the first meetings down here in Lee County when this was discussed. And he has, I think, personally shepherded this through. But I can also say, in terms of the air permitting, that this is probably this is the strictest and the cleanest nitrogen plant that's ever been built in the world. And so we're pretty excited about that. Yes, they moved quickly, but they did a very thorough job, and they did it in a very collaborative and cooperative way. That's the way we want to do it. We want to protect the environment, but we also want to not hold up a project of this magnitude. I know there's another issue involved with some artifacts that have been located, and that needs to get the approval of the Corps of Engineers and our SHPO group, which is part of the Department of it's part of Cultural Affairs Department. And let me just say, Mary County is the director of Department of Cultural Affairs, and she has really made some positive changes there. She's also my youngest department head, and she's got a lot of energy, and I think so. That obviously there are certain things you have to go through when you have artifacts to deal with, but we think that's on a fast track and will get resolved very quickly as well. Any other questions? Yeah.
With the environmental aspect, I know you talked about
the cleanest, I think, in the world.
What are the concerns? Because I know that was an area resident, I know that was a concern for many, you know, regardless of with the pollution
that may come from this or any other aspects. What have you heard from the roundtable discussion we had with the mayors and people from the Board of Supervisors and economic development people here, things are going very well. They feel very positive about it. I think what we want to do is make sure that we're communicating that information. We talked about having a website set up so people can go to one place and get good, accurate information about this project and what's going forward. What I find is oftentimes when people don't know, they suspect bad things. So the more good information you can get out, accurate information, I think the better it will be. And I can tell you, I'm a big believer in transparency and openness. We've been trying to lead by example in that in state government. Bill Monroe, used to head the Iowa Newspaper Foundation, is my unpaid transparency advisor. It's kind of nice when you have a guy of that magnitude that's doing it for free. But we are working in state government to try to do a better job through our websites and everything to get accurate information to people. We have press conferences every week, and I think ORSCOM is committed to doing the same thing and giving you accurate information so that people will know that they are committed to being really great corporate citizens, hiring locally, protecting the environment, and is going to be a great asset to this area and to our state. Other questions? Senator, I have time on my schedule to meet with legislators on a regular basis, and Adam, my legislative liaison, Adam Gregg, is available, and so anytime you know that he wants to, he can visit with me. I have shared my concerns with his leader, Senator Gronstahl, and I specifically told Senator Gronstahl I was very disappointed with the very rude and unfair way that Debbie Durham was treated by the committee. Mr. Bolcom and his colleague Kornbach interrupted her many times. They didn't let her make a closing statement. They didn't recognize senators of either party that were supportive or favorable to her. And I can just tell you, she's one of our best department heads. She works tirelessly, and I don't believe anybody deserves to be treated that way. Normally, when you have a Senate hearing, after the majority, after the chairman of the committee speaks, then the ranking minority member gets the opportunity. He didn't give Senator Feenstra that opportunity. He didn't treat Debbie with the kind of respect that I think she deserves. And I just think that's not the way we do business in Iowa. That may be the way they do things in Washington, D.C., but this is Iowa, and we like to work together in a bipartisan basis, especially when we have an opportunity of this magnitude. And I don't appreciate this pure partisan play that he is. And remember, he's the chairman of the committee that's kept taxes high. We wouldn't have to provide as many tax credit against future taxes if our income tax, corporate income tax, was more competitive. But he's the chairman of the committee that's blocked reducing those taxes. Other questions? Yes, sir. No, I think each project is unique, and you have to look at what it is. First of all, I think you've heard that this is, it was a record-breaking project, $1.4 billion, and now it looks like it might even be more like $1.5 billion. But I think each project, I think, and you have to look at, you got to look at it in perspective. What are the benefits to the state? In this particular case, it's not only the great quality jobs that are going to be here permanently, and all of those thousands of construction jobs, it's the savings to Iowa farmers who are presently buying nitrogen fertilizer that is imported and costing them. Talk to any farmer and ask them what it's costing them for nitrogen fertilizer. They can tell you it is through the roof. Once this plant is built, the savings is estimated to be $740 million, not once, but every year. That is huge. Can you imagine how many more tractors you can buy with $740 million of savings? Look at, so it's not just what it does in Lee County. It's all those others that are buying equipment, John Deere equipment that's being built in many locations around the state, and all the other things. You know, I can go on and talk about Hagee or Sukup or all the other farm manufacturers or suppliers that will benefit from this and the jobs related to that. No, it is not just the number of jobs. Let me repeat. It is the savings to farmers, $740 million. It is the construction jobs as well as those permanent jobs. And I will tell you, the project up in Sioux City, every one of them needs to be looked at on its own merits. And I can tell you there are sometimes projects where other states, I can tell you we competed for the Bell Cheese plant that ended up in South Dakota. Now, South Dakota is a state that has no individual or corporate income tax. They have a lot of advantages. They still gave them a much bigger incentive package than we did that we could in Iowa. And that was Sioux City was where we're competing for that. The next, you know, the one plant that has broke the record here we have with the Iowa fertilizer is the CF Industries, which is also a nitrogen fertilizer operation. An expansion up in Woodbury County. The incentive project, the package was different there because the situation is different. I think, and that's where I have trust. remember, Debbie Durham, I think, had 15 years in economic development in Siouxland. And she's at Sioux City, right next to South Dakota, competing with South Dakota and Nebraska. And she was very successful, one of the best in the state. That's why I asked her to become the state director of the Economic Development Authority. And she knows that you got to look at each project based on its own merits. And we need to have something that makes sense for the state of Iowa. And we need to continue to look at how we can make the state more competitive. That's why in my agenda is reducing the property tax for commercial and industrial property. Because if we reduce that tax, it's going to benefit all businesses. It's going to make it more attractive for businesses to go here. And means we have to provide less incentives. And remember, these incentives, they're not a check that's given out. It is a reduction in future tax burden. It's estimated we're going to get about $50 million a year more income tax to the state of Iowa because of this project. We're going to forego some of that because of the incentives. But we're still going to be a big beneficiary, as are the people in Lee County whose tax base is going to be dramatically improved. So you got to look at it in perspective. Thank you. Thank you all very much.